Hi, my name is Colin McDonough, senior staff writer at the Daily Campus, and welcome to the second Kineticast. Joining me is Matthew McDonough, associate sports editor and also men's basketball beat writer, and also Max Cerullo, sports editor and men's basketball beat writer, and Andrew Callahan, women's basketball beat writer. We have a range of topics to discuss this week, including men's and women's basketball. For our first question, I'll direct it to Matt. With the loss at Louisville, the zone defense again played Kemba Walker and the Huskies. What can UConn do to score against zone defenses in the Big East and NCAA tournament?
Well, obviously, the way you beat the zone is by passing the ball, and the Huskies aren't short of passing it around the perimeter, going back and forth, and then usually hawking up a bad shot. But what kind of happened here is that Lamb and Roscoe Smith, they have disappeared in a way, not making the outside shots, so it doesn't stretch the defense as much. But if they can get the outside shots to go for them and stuff on the road, but you have to make the outside shots, and then that way it stretches the defense so you can work the ball in to a guy like Coombs at the top of the key or Charles Okwundu or Alex Oriaki in the post. But the way you beat it is by passing it, and if the defense can kind of suffocate you, then it's going to cause problems.
Okay, hopefully there's not too many left for the Huskies to face. Mac, the Big East tournament is coming up in a couple weeks, and UConn hasn't won a Big East tournament championship since 2004, and let alone a game in the tournament since 2005. But we've seen in 2006 and 2009 good UConn teams not win a Big East game and make runs to the Elite Eight and Final Four. Do you think the conference tournament means a lot to teams in general, or especially this young UConn team with little tournament experience?
Well, I think the Big East tournament's important because you're talking about a series of games over a couple of days where you're playing against some of the best teams in the country on a day after day. And, you know, the Big East is a meat grinder. And the fact that UConn hasn't won a game at the tournament in so many years is disappointing, but it hasn't hurt them in the long run. That being said, this year's team, I feel, has the chance. It really depends on the draw and how they finish. If they finish, you know, down in the rankings, they may end up playing, you know, you never know who they'll end up playing. You know, Villanova, St. John's, there's a big disparity in, like, the positions, but not a whole big disparity in the teams. They could get beat or they could beat anybody in that conference. So the big key for them is getting the double bye. At least that'll mean they'll have to win less games to win the tournament. And, you know, we've seen them in the Maui tournament play some really good teams and win over a course of 3 days. You keep it to 3 days, you never know what'll happen.
Yeah, good point, Mac. And for Drew, the women's team beat Notre Dame this Saturday, and with Baylor losing to unranked Texas Tech, UConn jumped Baylor and became number one again. Do you see the women's team having any trouble before the NCAA tournament with the remaining schedule and Big East tournament?
Colin, I got to go with a no. I think they've been really on a roll, and you saw with the Notre Dame game especially, you can have a player outside of Maya Moore and Tiffany Hayes step up as a primary scorer. Bria Hartley had a career high, season high as well as a freshman, 29 points dumped it in. Stephanie Dolson's really coming to her own. And even though they're really six deep, the five that they put out there to start the game and really play most of the minutes is outstanding, bar no team in the country. I think it's more about matchups, more you get into the conference tournament and later in the NCAAs, where Stanford would give them problems. But thus far, they're undefeated in the Big East. They've got Seton Hall and then Georgetown coming up before they round things out before the tournament. Both winnable games. Georgetown will give them more problems, but I don't see them going. I'll see them going undefeated into the NCAA tournament.
Thanks, Drew. Yeah, Gino talked after the Notre Dame game at Gamble how matchups would be key in the tournament, and it won't be just talent alone. But yeah, so that concludes this Kineticast for the Daily Campus Sports Department. Thanks for listening, and go Huskies!